Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on a gorgeous Friday afternoon. It's going to get a little wet this weekend, though. Saturday, Sunday, and even maybe for Monday night football.
Yes.
Some rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's no bueno.
Yep. Love a good rain game. Although, at least it feels like fall again.
True. And we need the rain.
We do. The moisture. No, that's true.
Rain is a good thing.
We need a soaking rain.
Did you just change out?
What's going on?
It's very toasty in here, and I have a screw in my tire.
Really?
Yep, it's a screw. We have a screw, people.
Huh.
Look at the size of that thing.
That's what she said.
Really?
Wow.
That's a big screw.
It is a large screw plugged right into my tire. So thank you, Uber, for getting me to work safely. Who just goes around dropping screws?
Who just goes around driving over them?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm not Superman. I don't have X-ray vision, Sam.
X-ray vision to find a screw?
At 70 miles an hour on the highway?
When it's laying out there in plain sight, you would not need X-ray vision. You would just need vision.
To see a screw in the road when I'm going 80 miles an hour.
Wow, we just went up 10 miles per hour. On Shawnee Parkway, you're going 80?
I would like you to just go back because this screw would have been inserted sometime around...
And I was just cracking a joke. This got real serious.
8 o'clock last night.
She's offended.
The screw went in. 8 o'clock. And how, pray tell...
How long did it stay?
Am I supposed to know that it's in there?
You're not doing a once around your car before you drive it to take a look at
things? Do I look
like
B.F. Goodrich, Dan? No, I don't do a one every time I get out of my car. No, we went to dinner.
You need to do a safety check.
Give me a break.
Now, it is a good idea to walk around and make sure that everything is good to go before you start driving. Are you just to hop in and press the gas pedal kind of person?
No,
yes. That's
how I discovered my windows have been shot out.
Well, that's Dan.
Well, Dan, I don't think you have to do a once around
your
car.
You didn't have an open air concept before, and then you did. That's easy to spot.
I'm opening my car, and the window's not there.
Uh-huh.
Here's the other deal.
Three of them.
Screw was on the bottom. You could not just see it with the naked eye.
Well, if you rotate the tire, it might be on the top.
Oh, my God. How is this my fault?
I was just making a joke, and this got real serious real fast.
Yeah, I'm a screw dodger on 435.
I apologize for my joke, Dana. I did not intend it to play out this way.
Of all the things that I handle in my life, I'm just telling you right now, screw dodging ain't one of them.
I like how she's turning her anger toward you when I was the one that started all of this.
By you, you mean me.
Dodge correct. A screw. Screws
I haven't done anything.
Fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
That's right.
It is, and there are so many of us that have dealt with this. It's rather annoying. And, you know, if you find it, you just pull over and change your tire and get back on the road.
With the spare that I don't have.
Oh.
We don't have a spare. Didn't know
Teslas don't have spares.
Didn't know that until Sam told me today. Sam goes, you don't have a spare. And I go, how do you know that I don't have a spare?
Because it's a Tesla.
None of them do.
What does that even matter?
Because the battery pack takes up too much space.
Oh.
I learned all kinds of things today. I can't dodge screws, and I don't have a spare.
So
if you look
is
for
it
them.
Being towed somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to cost you $250.
Well, I get a couple free ones every year through my insurance.
Oh, really?
AAA, baby.
Well, it's not AAA, but yeah.
I can't read this story without getting political, but suffice it to say, I'll try to do this with apolitically. Roughly 40% of Americans who plan to vote say they would skip sex for months if their preferred candidate won.
Oh, for the love.
Mm-hmm.
Half of America would just be angrier than they already are.
We're assuming that half are regularly partaking in that activity anyway.
Voting?
Not that activity.
No, I think he meant something.
I think the percentages are a little bit lower.
So when are you going to get your car back?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
I mean, it takes
Because when I'm
after not, well, everything that I have had to deal with in the last 6 months, I'm going to tell you this right now. After everything I've had to deal with in the last 6 months, a screw in the tire, I didn't even bat an eyelash today. Right. Ask anyone around me. I just went, well, I'm going to call Santa Fe tow.
I'm not trying to financially anger you, but the tow will be free.
Correct.
Hopefully the patching will be free. But if there's too much damage to the tire.
Correct.
You can't just buy one.
Do you not remember the last time this happened to me, which was, I don't know, Dan, 6 months ago or something? It was in the shoulder of the tire, which, fun fact, if you run over a screw in the shoulder of your tire, and I missed it by a millimeter, they cannot patch that. It has to be, you have to hit it head on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you got to nail that sucker head on.
If they can patch it, because I took the Kia in this morning to Goodyear, and they're going to patch it, it's going to cost like $25.
Yeah.
It's nothing. But if they have to replace it, because that is a large screw.
Look at the size of that thing.
That's a big screw, and it looks like it tore the tire up pretty good.
I'm going to tell him, you know what, duct tape it. I don't care.
Wait, it tore the tire up? That means you were driving on it while it was flat.
Sam,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I'll send you a photo. Honestly, I don't know. I refuse to take any responsibility for a screw in my tire. I'm not doing it. How about the person who dropped the screw? Let's go after that person.
Well, if you had X-ray vision...
Yep. Can't run over a screw if no one drops the screw.
Yep. So is...
Nailed it.
No, Sam, screwed
is,
it.
That is was the Tesla pun. One of those kind of cars where you have to replace all four tires?
No.
Or?
No, you wouldn't have to anyway. You would have to replace the front two.
There are cars that do prefer the way the car is designed to have...
You know what? I'm just...
Fresh tread
Friday.
On all four if you're going to have fresh tread on one.
I'm going to the
one.
American Royal with one of my dearest friends.
You always buy a tire and then shave it.
So calm. The weekend is here.
Get it spinning.
Chiefs are playing on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big dog. It's also really close to the shoulder. That's a new tire.
Okay, no, it is not, Sam. I know where the shoulder is, and that is not the shoulder.
Are you trying to ruin her life?
Perfect timing on a Friday evening.
I got
the universe.
No,
looks like
it's not.
Pretty
I am,
low anyway.
I'm telling you right now.
Might need
I
a
am
new set no matter what.
Just in a good headspace.
Good. Good. Yep. I'm glad.
Yep. Okay.
Should we drag you by your ankles out of that headspace?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.